Hello and welcome back to Bases Loaded. I'm your host, as always, Eric Ellefson. And on this week's episode, we'll be recapping the 2025 NFL Draft. We'll be doing some NBA playoffs as we are kind of in the wrap, close to wrapping up the first round. We've had a couple teams already advanced to the semifinals, or conference semifinals, I should say. I think we have at least three or four. I'm pretty sure it's four, yeah. Spots clinched. And then I will have some MLB kind of like a recap discussion. I might have done it last week, but I think we're kind of now officially like 1 month kind of in, and where, you know, things stand at that point. Currently, you know, as we have 1 month, you know, in the books, another, let's see, June, July, August, September, like 5 months, a little over 5 months to go. So, you know, it's definitely a long grind of the season, but, you know, we are making it every week is, you know, another week done, another week closer to, you know, the trade deadline, All-Star weekend, you know, the draft, all that stuff. So, you know, that's the simple sports. Comes in a full, you know, cycle of seasons, you know. We'll be doing that, and then, you know, we'll be back up with the NFL and college football, and then, you know, NBA and college basketball start up again. So, yeah, we'll go right. I'm going to do NBA first. We have, like I said, we've had some teams advance. So, as of today, we have, I mean, the number one seeds in each conference, the Thunder and Cavs, cruise to a series sweep. We have the Thunder are awaiting the winner of the Nuggets-Clippers series. Denver is up 3-2 with game 6 in L.A. on, that should be tomorrow. Yes, tomorrow. So they'll face the winner of that. And then the other two Western Conference first round series are both playing tonight, game 5s between the Lakers and Timberwolves and the Rockets and Warriors, with both the Rockets, or both the Warriors and Timberwolves, up 3-1 with a chance to clinch the series tonight on their home courts. The Eastern Conference, like I said, Cavs sweep the Miami Heat. The Indiana Pacers beat the Milwaukee Bucks 4-1. And then the Boston Celtics beat the 7th seed Orlando Magic 4-1. And then we are at a game 6 between the Knicks and Pistons, with game sits tomorrow night at 6:30, and then the Clippers Nuggets to follow at 9. So, not really. I mean, Thunder and the Cavs, you know, pretty easy sweeps, like nothing really crazy. I mean, the Thunder were winning, but I mean, probably between all games. I mean, they won game 4 by 2 points, but like, the margin of victory from, like, those first two games, like, you know, it was, like, 50-something the first game, and then I think we got to, like, the 20s for game 2. So, not really competitive, but kind of expected with a 1-8 seed in the NBA playoffs. Like, the 1 seed will usually pretty much cruise to either a sweep or, you know, a series win in 5. So, you know, must win for for Lakers and Rockets tonight. Having to do it on the road. They're both favorites to win. LA with a 5.5-point favorites and Houston 4.5. So, you know, Thunder and Thunder, Cavs, Pacers, Celtics can just kind of sit back and relax until they find out who they play. Does it say like when round two would start? Okay, so if the rest of the series go to a best of seven or a seventh game, it'd be game seven would be this Saturday between the Knicks and Pistons in New York and the Nuggets and Clippers in Denver. And then game seven for Lakers, Timberwolves, Rockets, Warriors would be on Sunday. These are all to be announced. And then we have the Pacers, Cavs tipping off their semifinal game, conference semifinal series, also on Sunday. And then we have Monday would be Celtics against the Knicks / Pistons. And then it looks like once we figure out the Western Conference, rest of the Western Conference teams, then we'll, you know, have the schedule for their, you know, conference semifinal series. So, you know, we had we're also doing, you know, some season awards that have been kind of announced throughout, you know, the playoffs. Steven Castle of the Spurs wins Rookie of the Year, and then it was Jalen Brunson of the Knicks winning Clutch Player of the Year, which is a fairly new award. I think this is like the second or maybe third season they've done it. So yeah, I think he won that before last night's game, or like they had him like you know, presentation because it was a home game in New York. So, and then we have from the Pacers and Butts. I don't think I talked about it last week because I don't think it happened yet. But Damian Lillard was cleared to play and did play game two. I think he did play game two. I don't know if it was the full, like his full, like, you know, minute workload. Because he came off, like, you know, having a blood clot in his leg, I believe. So there's that. And then in game four, like in the first quarter, I don't remember if it was the early or late fourth quarter, he tore his Achilles tendon. So obviously out for the rest, I mean, as like they have any, you know, announced, obviously be out for the rest of the playoffs, as well as, you know, probably likely next season. I would imagine, I like, you know, considering, like, you know, end of April and, like, you know, your offs kind of preseason, like, training and camps and, like, OTAs and all that stuff, and, like, some preseason games, and then ramping up to the season, like, that's, like, you know, mid-September. Because, you know, the season starts, like, late October. So we're just going to be pretty much going. Like, he's not going to be ready for there. Like, he's probably most likely going to miss next season. So, you know, it's going to be a lot of questions, you know, for the Butts. You know, the main discourse is going to be, will, like, you know, Giannis ask to leave or anything like that? Because the Butts really don't have any, like, I think they're pretty low on, like, you know, money-wise or what they can do with their salary cap. They don't have a lot of, like, I don't think they have any first-round picks of their own for the next couple years because of, like, you know, the trade with Portland for Lillard and stuff like that. So it'd be very interesting to monitor what they do this offseason. Because, you know, I mean, they have, you know, not that many years, only 4 years removed from winning the championship, you know, for like the Heat, Magic, for them to like get there. I mean, they had to win some, you know, play-in tournament game, or in the Heat states, they had to win both games, I think. Yeah. So, you know, they won both their games, and their reward was playing the number one seed in their conference and, you know, lost in a sweep. So, yeah, I mean, we'll keep talking as the playoffs go, as we get, you know, closer to the, you know, conference finals and NBA finals. Just NBA finals are listed as starting on June 5th. Yes. So, a little over a month away. I mean, we'll be a month away from next Monday. So, and then, you know, we'll go on to the NFL draft. We had last weekend. We were last, like, Thursday through Saturday. You know, round one was Thursday night, rounds two and three Friday, four through seven Saturday. So, kind of the big kind of headlines, you know, from, like, not just, like, round one, but the draft in general was, I mean, we knew Cam Ward was pretty much a lot for like the past month and a half, that he would go number one overall to the Tennessee Titans. And then from there, you know, it seemed like the Nets rated quarterback was Shedeur Sanders, Deion Sanders, his son. So it was kind of a matter of, like, you know, would a team like Cleveland, who had the number two overall pick, take him? You know, they don't really have, you know, financial flexibility because of the, you know, bad Deshaun Watson signing, or contract extension, I should say. What they done there? So we didn't get drafted like two overall. The other options were pretty much like ninth overall to the Saints, and then 21st to 22nd to the Steelers. It didn't happen. He didn't get drafted in the first round. The Giants traded up to get back into the first round, and it kind of felt like that was going to be him. They took Jackson Dart, the quarterback from Ole Miss, I believe, and then he ended up getting drafted, Sanders did, in the fifth round by the Cleveland Browns, after they drafted Dylan Gabriel, quarterback from Oregon, in round three. So, and I think they also, like, you know, during free agency, re-signed or brought back Joe Flacco. So you have quite a bit of, you know, quarterback competition in the quarterback room. So we'll kind of see how that goes. I can go through draft. Another big thing we had to trade was the Jacksonville Jaguars, who were originally going to be drafted in fifth overall, traded up with the Cleveland Browns to number two to draft Travis Hunter. I mean, they have him listed as a cornerback, but he'll probably play, I would expect him to probably play maybe like two dozen, you know, snaps on offense a game. Because, I mean, to help out, like, you know, Trevor Lawrence. I mean, they had Brian Thomas Jr. last year, or Richie from, I think it was LSU, who was pretty solid and had a pretty good rookie year. So, kind of bring in help, offensive help for, you know, Trevor Lawrence, and try and get them back on track. Because we've had in the AFC South, you know, the Texans have won it the past 2 years. So, to, you know, kind of challenge them for that title and get into the playoffs once again. And then 3-4, Abdul Carter to the Giants at 3, Will Campbell to the Patriots at 4, and then the Browns at 5. I mean, they switched with Jacksonville, so actually took their pick at number 5 was Mason Graham, defensive tackle. Let's see. I mean, there's not really a whole lot of surprises, I don't think. You know, you read a bunch of like mock drafts and stuff in the months leading up, you know, during the college football season and NFL season, and you know, once like college football, like their championship game is done, and then they do like, you know, the Senior Bowl and all that stuff, you know, then that kind of ramps up, and after the Super Bowl, then they ramp up as well. And I mean, you know, if you go online now, you'll see 2026, you know, mock drafts for like the first round or some for first 3 rounds. I mean, we don't know the draft order, and we won't know for like, you know, until like, you know, early January of next year. But, you know, a lot of people that like will do cover the drafts and stuff like draft process for, you know, ESPN, The Athletic, CBS, Yahoo Sports, all that stuff. You know, like with this, it's a constant cycle. You just, the one ends and then you're right back getting ready for the next one. So, let's see. I mean, not, I wouldn't say really any surprises. I mean, the Bears at number 10 to Colston Loveland at tight end. It was like, you know, would they go tight end? I think they would have probably done Ashton Gentry if the Raiders didn't pick him at number 6. And then for tight end, like, the Colts took Tyler Warren at number 14. So it's kind of, you know, between the two Big Ten tight ends, it's kind of like, which one do you like more? I mean, they're pretty both, like, closely rated in that regard. So you really couldn't do terrible with either. I mean, Warren kind of is more of, like, kind of like a pocket knife where he just kind of, he lined up at running back and tight end and receiver, wildcat quarterback type of thing. Like, they do all kinds of crazy stuff with him last year at Penn State. That, Jade Barron, who the Broncos took at 20 overall, a cornerback. From Texas. A lot of, you know, drafts had like the Broncos taking Omarion Hampton, the running back from North Carolina, as they kind of, you know, were looking for running back help for Bo Nix in year 2. I don't know, did they, let's see, teams. They took R.J. Harvey from University of Central Florida in round 2. So they did address the running back position in a later round. Running position was a little, like, they weren't going to get Gentry at 20. But, like, you know, that was still an option there at 20 overall to get Hampton. They obviously decided to get a cornerback to pair with, you know, Pat Surtain, who is the reigning defensive player of the year. And, you know, when you play a division that has, you know, quarterbacks like Justin Herbert and Mahomes, you know, had to play them twice a year, like, you know, having some good cornerback duo is not a bad thing to have in that division. So then, yeah, the Steelers at 21 thought, like, you know, teams thought maybe Shador goes there. They took Derek Harmon, the D-tag from Oregon. And then at 23, the Packers took a wide receiver for the first time in, they said, like, 22 years. So, and kind of fitting that, like, you know, the draft being held in Green Bay this year, that was the case, and that's when this streak ended. So, let's see. I guess the Falcons also traded back up into round one. They had the 15th overall pick where they took Jalen Walker, linebacker, / edge rusher. He kind of did a little bit of everything for Georgia at 15th overall, and then they drafted James Pierce Jr. from Tennessee, who had he's got like a lot of upside. So I mean, they're kind of banking on having what they did to trade up to get him, that like that's the case. The Ravens at 27 to Malachi starts the safety from Georgia to pair with Tyle Hamilton. Lions to Tyleek Williams, a D tackle, but also kind of like edge rusher. You know, help that pass rush and help Aiden Hutchinson as, you know, kind of another pass rusher on that D line. I don't know if he might be ready for the, you know, season, start of the season. If not, you know, they have someone that can kind of like, you know, I mean, list as D tackle, but like, yeah, I think he kind of lined up all over the D line for Ohio State. And then Commanders at 29 to Josh Connolly Jr., the tackle from Oregon. You know, kind of help that protection for Jaden Daniels and going into year two. Bills at 30 to Maxwell Hairston, the cornerback from Kentucky. I think they lost like quite a bit of corners or secondary help this offseason for Buffalo. And then the at 31 and then pit 32, the Chiefs and Eagles made a trade. Chiefs moved back one spot with Philadelphia. They got, I think, a fifth-round pick. So then the Eagles took Jahad Campbell from Alabama, linebacker. Then the Chiefs at 32 took Josh Simmons, a tackle from Ohio State. He didn't play all last season. He got injured about a month into the season. We're saying like if he was healthy, he could have been like that first. He could have gone like fourth overall to the Patriots. So I think like because the injury kind of slid down, like because he's not gonna be ready. Suffered a torn patella tendon in mid-October. Expectation that will be cleared in August. See, I mean, they're not going to really rush him. I mean, they signed, was it Jalen Moore? I think, who was like the backup Trent Williams in San Francisco, and then they had a second-round pick last year. So, you know, they kind of have some options where like, they could take him and not have to, like, rush him out onto the field, you know, yet as he kind of, like, you know, rehabs from his injury and stuff like that. I don't know if I have anything from round two. I mean, let's see. I mean, pits that are good. The Browns had, like, two pits right in the first five pits of round two. They got a running back, Trishon Junkins, one of the running backs from Ohio State. The Patriots at the sixth pick in round two, 30th overall, to Travion Henderson, the other one from other running back from Ohio State. The Seahawks trade up and got Nick Amanwore, safety from South Carolina, who a lot of teams thought could go in round one, and you know, possibly be the first safety drafted. The Bears 39th overall to Luther Burden III from Missouri, who had a pretty darn good year. The numbers kind of were down from the 2023 season. I think he had like some injury. Maybe, I don't know. Did he have injury? But I think like he kind of, there was also some kind of quarterback, I think, like starters and stuff like that. So wasn't consistently playing with the same, you know, quarterback. So kind of it's a little interesting. But trying to think round three or round two, I'm thinking still. Another like Buccaneers had 53 overall to Benjamin Morrison, a cornerback from Notre Dame. I think he also got injured, like, you know, so, like, he kind of went in round one, but got, like, injured. So, you know, play, it's kind of hard to raise your draft, you know, stock when you miss the season, but all, you know, all but a couple games of the season because of an injury. So, let's say the Bears had three picks as they traded. And so, like, Luther Burden's a pretty good pick. I don't know this tackle from, you know, Boston College, but, you know, you're trying to just draft a lineman. It's like, you know, they did sign a center, they did trade for some guards, but I think both of their guards, their contract expires after this season, so, like, you know, just getting people you can, putting them in there. And then they took Shamar Turner, 62 overall. So, to help that D-line, Montez Sweat, the Ravens, Mike Green from Marshall, who was like the college football sack leader last year, but he did play for Marshall, so, like, they didn't have the, you know, highest of, like, you know, opponent, quality of opponents that you're playing in that, you know, conference and stuff like that, but, you know, hoping that that can translate to NFL. And, you know, second round pick, not too bad. And, like, you know, the Ravens always do pretty well drafting defensive players. And then we'll do round three. Let's see. Anyone fall? Oh, Siobhan Reeval Jr., a cornerback from Eastern. Also, I think he tore his ACL. Yeah, torn ACL in September. Like, so he played only three games in 2024. Okay. So, you know, again, like, with Simmons for the Chiefs and other, you know, Morrison, like, you know, injured, kind of ease him back. You don't have to force him on the field if he's not fully healthy and recovered yet, and just kind of bring him in. So, and then, let's see, the Falcons got Xavier Watts, another pretty, I think it was like the fourth-ranked safety in the draft. The, let's see, Seahawks traded up and got Jalen Milroe, the quarterback from Alabama. So, because, I mean, they did sign Sam Darnold to a three-year deal in the offseason, but, you know, just kind of helping. You know, you're not going to be expected to start. Just keep, have that in there. So, yeah, that's pretty much it. Just like, yeah, I'm just looking at round seven. At that point, you're like, I don't know a lot of these players. So, you know, fun. We'll see which of these players, like, you know, pan out and all that stuff. And as we get, you know, to college football, kind of start ramping up the next draft season and stuff like that. So, that's always fun. I mean, I watch a lot of college football, so I kind of, like, you know, like, those first three rounds, and I know pretty, you know, like, 90 to 95% of the players. And then, you know, once you get past to rounds 4 to 7, I'm like, maybe I know a couple of these. I mean, that's usually when a lot of, like, Wisconsin players get drafted, if they're not, like, a J.J. Watt, like, you know, pass rusher, Joe Thomas, tackle, Travis Frederick, you know, center type of thing, then that's kind of where they fall. I think, like, the last major one was, like, Jonathan Taylor, and I think he was a second or I think he was a third round pick, so Yeah. And then, you know, baseball, I said we're a month into the season about. As let's see, teams have played about, that's about 30 games. So, NL Central, the my Cubbies have a 2-game lead over the Reds and a 3-game lead over Milwaukee. The NL East, I think that's the best record in baseball. Of a record of 21-9 is the New York Mets. The Phillies 4.5 back, and the Braves 7 back. In the West, we have the Dodgers, a 1.5 game lead over the Padres, and a 2-game lead over the Giants. And then to the American League, we have the Detroit Tigers with the best record. I mean, by winning percentage, they were 19-12, and then the Yankees and Mariners are both 18-12, so they have a 600 winning percentage, so the Tigers sits 13. So, Yankees with a 1.5 game lead over Boston, and then 3.5 over Tampa Bay. Detroit has a 2-game lead over Cleveland, 3.5 over Kansas City. And then Seattle has a 2-game lead over both Houston and Texas, and a 3-game lead over the Athletics, which are at 500 to start the early of the season. So yeah, that's all that. I mean, it's kind of peak, like, you know, basketball, NBA playoffs, and, you know, we had drafts. So it's like, you know, not much time to really do a whole lot of baseball. And you know, so as we kind of get into that, and then we get into like summer, you know, it'll be more focused on baseball. That's kind of the main thing happening, you know, sports wise I mean, you know, last year we had the Summer Olympics, so that was something to talk about during the summer. I know next year we'll have Winter Olympics, we'll have the World Baseball Classic, so we'll have a little bit more stuff in that, you know, after the Super Bowl is over and NFL college football done, we'll have a little bit then sprinkled in. You know, to talk about during that time, you know, window this, you know, the year. So, yeah, that kind of, I think that pretty much wraps up, you know, this week's episode. I don't think I will be on next week to record an episode, as it is the spring pledge drive for WDRT Radio, and I think, you know, they'll have to need both studios open for that, so I should be back in 2 weeks. You know, we'll be a couple games in the, you know, NBA conference semifinals and stuff like that, you know, a little bit more focused on baseball. So yeah, I'll see you in 2 weeks. We'll be back. That's pretty much going to be, you know, the topics for the next month and a half. As, you know, NBA kind of wraps, season kind of ends. We'll have, like, the draft lottery and stuff like that for them, and NHL and all that. And, you know, maybe I'll do a NBA first round mock draft as well, like I did for NFL this year. So, but yeah, that kind of wraps it up. So thank you again for listening, and have a good week. Peace out.